One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWCR 4840 on your radio dial, sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. Dr. Gary's number, by the way, if you'd like to give him a call. We're going to teach tonight on becoming famine throughout the world. The world's being prepared for it right now, and it might surprise you that it's not an act of God, it's an act of man. This is deliberate worldwide. It's been 40 years since the Stanford University, Dr. Paul Eldridge, predicted that hundreds of millions of people would die of starvation because the world could no longer produce enough food for its rapid growing population. Now, he predicted this back in the 70s. He outlined his theories and explained it in The Population Bomb, a bestseller that offered policy prescriptions ranging from compulsory birth control, cutting government payments for dependent children, applying a luxury tax to cribs and nappies, and ceasing food aid to the third world. Now, no surprise, Eldridge was branded a crackpot. His basic premise that a terrible age of famine was at hand has not come to pass as of yet. We're now in 2011. In fact, we are at the point now where we are possibly that the famine could occur from natural catastrophes or the interruption of food supply by man's destructive powers and by war, which we do believe that is coming. But today, with the cost of the staple, the such as rice, corn, wheat, soybeans, skyrocketing, with food riots breaking out across the globe and well within the UN's World Food Program, warning of a silent tsunami of hunger threatening the lives of, get this now, 50 million of the world's poorest children, galloping food inflation, rising around the world. Even as we speak here in America, we have seen a terrible increase in the price of food. Has this been planned? Now, we know that if you go into the grocery stores, the stores are chock full of food. We know that fast food, such as McDonald's and things of this nature around the world, is well stocked. You get a hamburger and it could have as many as 80 or 90 different meats in it. You could go to the chicken shack and get you a box of chicken, and the chicken has been raised in 13 weeks. The feet never hit the ground. Then they feed the chicken strychnine in the last couple weeks of its life before it's slaughtered to make its muscles constrict. And you don't eat a bloaty, spongy chicken. You eat a muscle chicken that seems edible and juicy. And they've got ways, ladies and gentlemen, of raising these against nature and food, GMO food. You can look at the shelves. They're full, shop full. These are all artificially, mostly, prepared food. None of it is koshered. None of it is clean to the cells. I'm talking about the inner body. Rice imports and exports. China is imposing heavy export taxes to keep more of their rice in their country, because China basically is leading the world in inflated food prices because they have such a demand. The fast food companies are infringing and moving in to feed the masses in China, Australia, Russia, and people are changing their eating patterns and going to fast food. It's cheap, reasonably cheap, if there is any such thing as cheap food. But compared to going to your house and buying the products, especially if it's organic or raised in a decent setting and growed in the earth. Today, not much good food is grown anywhere in the world. Fish ponds in Asia, you know, we're told that these are good salmon, tilapia, and things of this nature, and we find out that they are grown in ponds, cesspools of human waste. It is awful. Chicken McNuggets, when China produces chicken McNuggets for, let's say, a big market, let's say, McDonald's, those dead chickens are gathered up in the night. They have special people trained to pick these dead chickens up out of the roots. And they're taken on their little patios and they are cleaned on the ground. They're quartered into chicken McNugget size. They're rushed to the market, and McDonald's buys these, and people eat them. And when people are forced now to finally, if they can't grow these foods, they can't have enough, the middle classes are giving up their health, cutting out these things that are healthy and eating 3 meals a day that they desire in fast foods or in foods prepared cheaply. There's no such thing now as cheap corn. Most of the corn products are going to fuel because there's a more lucrative market, and more farmland is being acquired for the cities to house people in giant, if you will, prisons. They're designed, the new cities are designed to control people in a controlled setting. And before you know it, we have what is called as 1 billion of the world's 6 billion people live on $1 a day. 1 billion. And another 1.5 billion exist on $2 a day to any extended period as they try to wrestle with high food prices that are rising. And according to the World Bank President, Robert Zoellick, the UN Secretary General, the improvements made in the lives of the world's poorest 1 billion over the past decade is being wiped out. Zoellick has warned that the political stability of over 33 nations is in peril if the situation don't improve. Now, I am predicting a famine, a world forced famine, coming up on all of the inhabitants of the earth, the whole 7 billion. Now, when food is controlled, let's say that they choose Walmart in the time of trouble. Now, the Bible speaks about a time of trouble. It's called the tribulation period. And it's a time of the trouble such as never been. And if you read the Bible and some of the history books of famine and pestilence and starvation and what's happened in war, it's terrible what has happened in the past, but nothing in the future is planned for such a time of trouble. The Bible says plainly that there will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen and has never been seen. Now, the urgency that is needed to alert these 6 to 7 billion people, it's just not, nobody's being warned. I mean, you don't panic when you go to the grocery store and you see them stocked and overflowing and managers buying more, quicker, cheaper, faster food preparation, GMO'd, additives in the food. Nobody takes time to shop, and nobody takes time to look at the product. Now, the governments are spending on the soil bank, in other words, to get people industry goes to work with Infinitive to cheapen it down, to add fillers or binders, and one quarter of all the U.S. food that is purchased now on the market is GMO'd, and they don't have to even tell you so. Now, why would we want to go into a GMO'd market and eat with it not being told that it's dangerous, with it not being on the label? And when people can buy cheap food, especially during the tribulation judgment, a time of trouble such as never was and never will be, and when the Lamb opened the third seal, we found the rider was sitting on a black horse. Here's what the rider said, and I heard what sounded like a voice saying, "A quart of wheat for a day's wages. You go and work all day long, regardless of what you make. You're barely going to have enough money in the day's wages for a quart of wheat." I've done told you about the shortage of corn and wheat and rice. I've talked about this before and warned people that if you don't prepare for the coming famine in the next 3 years, I'll tell you why. Look at America, the breadbasket of the world. Right in the heartland, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Iowa, and the states that grow a lot of our corn and our wheat and our barley, one quart would not be enough barely for one person. It would take a day's wages to buy a quart of wheat, of corn, or of rice. In the days of the voice of the third angel, definitely talking about a famine coming. Now, we've had places where on earth we would have famine in the African continent, especially. We never had a lack of wheat and barley and corn and rice here in America. What if America, the breadbasket of the world, it's called, that has produced cheap wheat, corn, rice, and wheat, what if it would take 3 quarts of wheat for a small family? That would be 3 days' wages just to feed a small family. And you still only have bread. It's something that we need to think about. When you eat and sit down to plenty, when you go out to a restaurant, and I don't really advise much of that, but the way food is prepared, you just don't understand. Go behind the doors of the kitchen. Very few restaurants will show you how your meals are prepared. And if a lot of people know now today, they're checking restaurants around certain cities. They have the inspectors, and they're continuously writing up for these restaurants that fall short even of their regulations. Now, we're having a drought right now in China. We're having drought in Russia. I've talked about, in the past, a severe drought in India. In India and China, almost almost one half of the world's population almost live there. The wheat production, the corn production, the rice production. And what is getting out of the country is such a tariff tax on the food products that are going out into the world. And the world is demanding more and more food. The demand is so great, the standards of producing or the quality of the food that you eat is so substandard that people are getting sick with E. coli, with botulism. You're not really safe eating out in the public. We're having famine now. According to the United Nations, they are getting in a serious mode. The earth is beginning to get hungry. 150 billion people lay down each night out of the 6 or 7 billion people we've got hungry. They can't afford to eat what they need. We've got old folks on a fixed income that are already having to succumb to eating dog food or cat food. You say, oh, Pastor Ben, you're just trying to scare us. That don't really happen. Well, just look up some of the research. We got Texas. Experts fear Texas is heading into another drought. Dry weather is so persistent, at least into the spring, that they are predicting there's a strong chance of things getting worse before it gets any better. New Zealand declares a drought zone. Well, you've heard about the Australian drought. You've heard about California. Rain and then drought, extreme drought. Texas up into Iowa. I mean, the farmers who are trying to plant, they're planting in abnormally dry and in extreme drought weather of this weather change that has come up on the United States. Is it planned? Are we being prepared for famine? Did you know that one time Israel, and the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, but what is to be has already been and will be again. Did you know that 60,000 people in the Amazon have gone hungry as falling river levels paralyze transport and fishing, and there's millions of dead fish that has contaminated the rivers, leading to a shortage of clean drinking water. And this is in the Amazon region, where the forests are being hacked down. Extreme drought is the consequence. It's a dust bowl. And the tributaries of the, along the rivers, of the great rivers, has dropped to a depth of 46 feet, the lowest point since record keeping began in 1902, lowest point. I done told you about Happy Texas on the same message that I predicted that we're coming into a planned worldwide hunger. You see, people are more manageable. Can you imagine the Israel nation so long that they actually boiled their own babies and ate them? Do you think that we could get that hungry here in this Western civilized country of the United States? Do you believe in a land that used to grow enough of the farmland of the United States to feed the whole world? But through programs, through fertilizer, through not letting the land rest, through breaking Yahweh's laws, we have come to the point that we're going to have to reckon that we're going to go to bed hungry night after night, day after day. We're going to be hungry here within the next year. There has to be something happen. What's going to happen? War. The Third World War and the Tribulation period. Now, remember, the other woe was that here came the other angel that took peace from the earth. Nation rising against nation, famine, pestilence, and a time of trouble that the world has never seen. We've got to wake up. We've got to come to acknowledge. We've got to pray. We've got to turn from our evil ways. We've got to repent. The world's fourth largest wheat exporting nation, Australia, is endangered and cannot raise enough of this staple diet for their own people, let alone for the fourth largest exporting nation in the world. Think about the loss of China. They're having trouble feeding themselves in this weather gone crazy. Brothers down in Mississippi are telling me they've had the temperatures of over 114 degrees. Fry an egg on the sidewalk. I've seen that happen in South Georgia. But I've never seen such a time of trouble as we're having right now. And the main thing that we're not watching for, simply because nobody's panicking, as the food prices rise, isn't that part of the plan? Then the Bible specifies that a quart of wheat will cost a day's wages. And before it's over, a loaf of bread will cost 25 to 30 bucks a loaf. Think about how long that would last you. The drought has so affected that the Russian grain production will be cut to less than 70 million tons. And if it falls any lower, Russia will once again have to import. Cuban drought. A severe drought has struck Cuba for the past 18 months. What's happening? People are spending much of their time carrying water, if they can find it, from government trucks because the taps have dried up, the reservoir level far dangerously low, and farming is badly affected. Climate experts have warned that droughts in Cuba have become more frequent and intense in the last 10 years. The Russian drought has spurred worldwide food price hikes and has sent the world food prices 5 to 10 to 15% as this report came from the United Nations. This today, please capital of Maputo opened fire on a mob of several thousand people, some of them throwing stones in what officials said was an unsanctioned protest over the rise of food that put food out of their reach, and that the commodity prices have gone crazy. The Associated Press reported that at least seven people were killed as people were rioting, and including two small children, because of the cost of bread in the southeastern African country had risen 25% in the past year. Paying 25%. Look at America and the fuel. We're going back to another recession. Obama has promised deliverance, change. Well, we've had change. A quart of wheat for a day's wages. You think Mr. Obama forced the gas companies after they ran? You see, here's what they do. They max up the price of oil, gasoline. They cut down the drilling. They make it tougher for you to get a drilling permit, in America especially. And we're in the time of the beginning of tribulation. And the worldwide problem is going to increase significantly. Have you got any food stored? You know, one thing that I can praise the Mormon Church, if it's not changed since I used to know a little bit about them, they were required to keep a significant amount of food on hand to feed by cutting one half of your daily requirements for calories and for fruits and vegetables and for vitamins and minerals, where we get our vitamins and minerals, to do a family 7 years. By being careful that you could have enough to feed a family, a small family, for 7 years. Now, with this oncoming, it's not getting any better, folks, a quart of wheat for a day's wages. $25 for a loaf of bread. Can you ever comprehend? Well, you're already paying for the gasoline. I remember my dad said, look, I'm not going to ever buy any coffee when it goes over a dollar a pound. Well, right now, coffee is $6 and $7 and $8 and $9 a pound. And people are drinking more than ever. You see, the price of the food doesn't diminish the desire for food. 26 top European Union officials urge the world powers to sanction the countries that refuse to abide by the humanitarian laws. In other words, don't hoard food, feed those that are hungry. And yet, all nations now are becoming guarded about their food products. Like I say again, if you go to the world's grocery stores, the shelves are stocked with this GMO'd product, cheap food. At least you can get a meal for maybe $25 to fix a family of four. But it's all GMO'd. It's not healthy, it's not organic. If you got organic food for a family of four, you know what your grocery bill would be today? You couldn't afford it. On one income for the household. Now then, more and more wives are having to go out and go to work to supplement the income to feed the families. Did you know that most children in the city don't even know where milk comes from? Did you know that most parents don't care where it comes from? Just as long as they can go and it's packaged in a pretty label and it's got that yellow carton, you know, that that cuts out the ultraviolet rays that damages the milk. They never go back and see what they pour into the milk and mix into it when it comes from the cow. You never ask what the cow eats to give this milk. The dairy companies depend more and more of cheapening products to get more milk. They're not caring about the quality, it's the quantity. And the inspectors in the meat factories, because number one, it's a slow seller. Number two, people can't afford to buy it, it's so high. But it's a good quality bread. And people are resorting to the cheap paste, it's like the white bread. It's nothing but liquid paste that sort of like pasture of Paris in your gut. Colon cancer is on the rise. Lung cancer is on the rise. What are they spraying in the air? Why are we being told that this is for national security when in fact it may be part of the reduction plan that the New World Order has ordered up above your head? Have you ever wondered what's going on in the heavens? Have you ever wondered why that the drones, these are not, they say, I can't believe that pilots would resort to spraying dangerous material down on our head when it's robots. You say, oh, robots. Oh, no, 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 no. They don't have any sound, hardly ever. They're painted in such a way that they're inconspicuous as they go over. You see them up there, but you can't hear no sound. But they're doing their damage. They're spraying big time. Now, people that have examined what they're spraying are now reporting that following the spray, and we know this by example here in Eastern Tennessee, that when they spray, 2 or 3 days later, a front will move in, a weather change. We're having violent storms in the south. We're having violent storms in the heartland. Just had one of these awful storms pass over in Missouri. Unprecedented. We've had over 12,000 incidents here since January. We're not even in the hurricane season. That's coming up. Remember these killer storms that looked like they were almost directed, formed and directed by an intelligent power? Amazing what they can do. It's amazing what things that they have come up with. said they're doing these things? Well, according to the New World Order, they're asking for a earthly reduction. Now, what does that mean? Asking for a reduction. It's estimated that the biggest failure of U.S. policy concerns is the huge amount that's being paid to farmers to grow corn for the ethanol industry. This year, one-third of the U.S. corn crop will be diverted into making ethanol. And as more and more land is set aside for ethanol, prices for other crops, such as soybeans and cotton, are rising. Now estimated that filling the fuel tank of a standard four-wheel drive with ethanol uses the same amount of corn that could feed a person for a year. Just filling the fuel tank of an SUV with ethanol, the cost of that, you know what the cost would be? It uses the same amount of corn that could have been grown to last a person for a year. That's how they're reducing. Is this deliberate when the world is starving to death? Now, I know it's not bad right now. It's not here at home. But let me remind you, because the shelves are filled with GMO products right now, if there is a famine in 3 days or less, it will be less. I would say in 1 day, the shelves would be stripped bare. We can't maintain a food base to feed the world's population with its increased need for food, and we're turning agricultural commodities into other things needed for other things that get more money, just like grain-based ethanol production. Here or anywhere in the world, it's just not sustainable. We have to make the leap to develop something feasible, and we've got to do it soon. Many do not know that the urgency, or the screaming will in the Senate, in the U.S., 50% of the world's food aid in dollars for going abroad, the Bush administration and the Obama administration has been limited to providing an extra $200 million. Now we're counting millions now. An urgent aid asking Congress to amend the Farm Bill so that one quarter of U.S. food aid can be spent on local government and regional procurement, because right now the United States is the largest food aid through food stamps and other aids to its people, most of them foreigners that come in and demand to be fed. High prices for these agricultural commodities make it a perfect time to get rid of many of the subsidies enjoyed by U.S. farmers and pass a farm bill that is less market and trade distorting. The problem is that the ground will not produce seeds are being taken away, and this seed production is being targeted by independent suppliers that you have to come to them and sow their seed, and that the only seed that will grow in a rain-drenched solution of whatever they're spraying, the only seed that will grow in this is this poisoned seed will sprout and grow in a poisoned ground. We have never let the land rest. You know that Nostradamus predicted and described a great famine on a global scale and a magnitude of that which has never been witnessed before. Did you know that Christ in Matthew 24 predicted the great famine, time of trouble such as the world has never seen? The soil. Listen, you can only abuse the earth so long. The soil is being abused. The soil is not as fertile as it once was. What can we do about making the soil more fertile? Well, we certainly can't use artificial fertilizers. That's what we've been using. And if you don't use artificial fertilizer, you can't grow anything. The pestilence, the bugs, the ants, I'm telling you, it's awful. Pestilence. Famine is bound to come. We're looking at a major global food shortage just this year. And think about, if you cannot plant those millions of acres in the United States that was flooded along the Mississippi, they can't go in and reclaim this land and plant and get a crop. Conventional wisdom would hold that these next 2 years are critical. High prices will encourage the farm sector to produce more of the GMO, quick grow, fast grow, or will grow, seeds and fertilizers, and the market will be flooded with even more of food that is not healthy, that will not help you, and will not sustain you. A quart of wheat for a day's wages. Think about that's for one person. A quart. This week. Think about your grocery bill, how it's going to come and rise because of the shortages. This time, when this hot new staple of genetically modified or GMO foods come on the market, you've got no choice. I know what a hungry man will do. He'll give all that he's got to feed his belly. Because all the labor for a man is to feed his face, and yet he's not full. Why? Because we're entering into a time that is planned, and many experts agree we're heading for a major global food shortage this year. And in 2 years, it's going to increase, so I predict that within 3 years, unless you've got a food supply, now there's no use having food if you can't protect it, and the United States has an anti-hoarding law. You can't hoard. If you bad food that you were eating and the government found out about it, they'd come in and they would take it from you to keep their people happy that's hungry. The population is soaring. And we're going to have more mouths to feed. All told, we're going to need to boost the total grain output by 50% by 2030. And no one knows how or even if all that extra grain could be grown. And it won't be. What can be done in the near term? The United States and the European Union must step up their giant relief efforts to the affected or afflicted regions while producing subsidies for biofuels, which are draining off the critical food supplies because there's more money. You're paying more for your fuel. We're using unclean water. We're draining the rivers. We're using fertilizers. The land is not producing like it should simply because we broke his law. We haven't let the land rest. There's no such thing. In Florida, they grow three crops nonstop. In California and in the regions where that they can plant, in Georgia you can grow, in South Georgia, you can grow 3 to 4 gardens a year. They never let the land rest. And it's a time bomb that is fixing to happen to an unsuspecting world where we'll have to bow the knee, start eating our own children. Can you imagine it? Listen, Pastor Buddy, tonight, I've enjoyed being in here with you tonight. Go to our website, www.oneyahweh.com. We've had quite a few hits. It's only been up less than 3 months. A lot of traffic. Got a lot of things to read and study. You may find some truth. If you'd like to call me tonight, or if you'd like to write me, first of all, let me give you my mailing address. That's Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. If you'd like to call me, you can call me at area code 423-351-1082. Pastor Buddy, 423-351-1082. Go to our website. We're being sponsored tonight, again, by Dr. Gary, my friend in Mississippi, where temperatures, you can't grow anything. The sun is scorching the earth. Here it is. We're already in July and August type weather. Here in East Tennessee, we just got through violent storms. Alabama, violent storms. Moved right on up into Massachusetts and Maine. Violent storms. Angry weather patterns. Something's happening. Unprecedented change that would produce a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Heading for a famine. Yes, the new world order will control you. Yes, many millions of people will die from starvation. If you react, if you act up, They've got martial law waiting in the wings. They got plans for you, forced labor. The whole world will become a prison camp. And that's why sometimes we call it Prison Planet, held captive by the devil and his angels, whose mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. And the fire is kindled. It's burning, being destroyed. All around the world, we're having more and more evil and sin showing its ugly head from ugly, unholy, unrighteous people who will not repent, who they don't have a conscience. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. They don't worship the Creator. They worship the creation. And so then, what's going to happen to the creation? The creature is going to kill creation. The land is not going to yield. It's not going to give her strength. Wheat, a day's wages for a quart of wheat. Or she'll have to go to the store and buy a loaf of bread that costs you a day's wages. How would you like to plan your household operation around that? You say, oh, that ain't going to happen. It's happening right now under your nose by a group of people who have purposed to do this for you. Well, I've got to get up here. I'll see you Wednesday night on WWRB 5050 on the radio dial. I'll be on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. Make a note of that. And for you late incomers that like to set up late, listen to your radios and your shortwaves or your internet connections and downloads. I'll be on Friday night, next Friday night at 11 p.m. on WWRB 5050. Love you. Send greetings. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. It's not too late to turn back to the Creator rather than the creature. The government has become the Babylon creature that is bound to fall. He's coming back to destroy them that would destroy the earth. I'll see you Wednesday night, WWRB, 10 o'clock. Yahweh bless.